For a Celtic band, St. Patrick's Day can be a blessing or a curse. You've got the raucous audience ready to sing along, but it also means performing songs over and over again. Kalamazoo band Belfast Gin knows it all too well. This year they're pulling a doubleheader, heading from a morning show in Battle Creek directly to Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg caught up with Lori Lang, the lead singer of the band, to hear how they do it.
Lori Lang remembers the first time she heard Celtic music. She was in high school, a teenager hooked on classic rock. But then she started hanging out with a French foreign exchange student after school. And one day, sitting on the living room floor, her friend took out a cassette from the Irish band Clannad, dropped it into a player, and pressed play.
I mean, I remember very distinctly just, you know, sitting there, you know, we're hanging out in the living room, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, what is this? So it developed out of that. And when I got into college, one of my first jobs, one of our mailroom attendants, he was into Celtic music as well. And so we would, you know, we would talk on our breaks like, oh, Clannad this. That developed into my first band, Dagda's Harp.
That band broke up, but the passion stuck. Soon, Lang and a rotation of others formed the group Belfast Gin. Each member has taken a winding path to the band, with musical backgrounds spanning from blues to punk to classic rock. So when they got together, they had to shape their sound. Would it be lilting folk tunes or Gaelic punk? Eventually, they decided to pull out centuries-old Irish tunes and remake them as rock songs, each with a little bit of a twist. Lang describes it as kind of like a 300-year-old cover band.
But you can pick out a certain key of a tune and the subject matter of the tune, and in that listening, you know, your ear perks a little bit. Then we'll take that tune and we'll, you know, kind of take it apart and deconstruct it and create that modern-edged tune with that. One song in particular, Maddie Groves, is a tune that we do. We have heard many, many different versions of that tune. A lot of these songs have come over from Ireland, from Scotland, tunes that have come over and their name changes, the melody changes a little bit, but the storylines are still somewhat the same. And it's wonderful to see how these songs get, you know, passed down, and you can easily hear like 7 or 8 different versions of a same tune. Come home with me, little Maddie Groves, come home with me tonight. We added a bass line for starters. The bass line, and Aaron does this beautiful thing with the kit drum, but when he's playing, he actually doesn't just have the sticks, but he has a maraca that he's shaking as well as he's playing, and so it gives it this almost a reggae-ish type flow to the song as you're singing it. It's pretty neat.
For 11 straight years, Belfast Gin has followed the St. Patrick's Day circuit in Kalamazoo, playing from nearly dawn until dusk at museums, bars, you name it. For the most part, Lang says it's great. But, she says, some of the songs they're forced to play this time of year can get a little repetitive.
Yes, we refer to them as green beer songs. The Wild Rover, certainly. Whiskey in the Jar. The people that follow Celtic music, they are fierce followers. And I love them. I love them dearly. And yes, they come out and they request the same songs year after year. And, you know, sometimes you just kind of got to roll your eyes and roll with it.
But despite the occasional inconvenience, Lang says, the St. Patrick's Day crowd is like nothing else, with nearly everyone trying to dance or sing along. That makes it worth it.
You know, there are certain periods throughout the year that it just, I mean, it's just amazing. It's amazing to be a part of.
You can catch Belfast Gin all over the area on St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday, March 17th. They'll be at Griffin Pub in Battle Creek from noon to 3, and then back in Kalamazoo at Bell's Brewery from 5 to 9. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.